Welcome to Look Beyond Face Value, the podcast that asks you to ask who, what, when, where, and why, but mostly why. I'm Crystal Jeffrey. This past month, I had the opportunity to interview two people that are faces in media, Asha Patel and Cassie DeLora. We talked about several different things, but the one that really stuck out was COVID and how their jobs have been affected by the pandemic. For this episode, we're going to look beyond what we saw on TV, because we could see that there was many people reporting from home. What was going on behind the scenes? What didn't we see? How were their jobs changed? And what will be the long-term effects that will continue even after the pandemic has died down? And for those curious, Jessica will be rejoining us next week. This is just a little special episode of Look Beyond Face Value.
Yes, my name is Cassie DeLora, and I am a digital correspondent and producer at Entertainment Tonight.
My name is Asha Patel. I'm a news reporter at WONS in Lansing.
What adjustments have been made to your job due to the pandemic?
Ooh, a lot of adjustments have been made due to the pandemic. We worked from home from March of 2020 up until about August of 2021. And we shot our daily live show from home for the entire duration of the pandemic so far, mostly until we went back into the studio, obviously. But I was my own camera person. I was my own stylist. I was my own hair person. I was my own makeup artist. I was my own, you know, set designer at home. And I had to put together my equipment every day and make sure my plugs were plugged in correctly and connected to the internet and this and that. But we completely adjusted everything during the pandemic to make sure we were still putting out a daily news show from home. We were still doing interviews from home. I think that is definitely going to be something that doesn't go away for a very long time. I think that celebrities loved being able to do interviews from the comfort of their own homes. They didn't have to leave. They were able to, you know, kill a lot of birds in one stone on the same day by doing Zoom interviews and Zoom junkets and things like that, virtual press events. And so a lot has adjusted in the world of entertainment, but we are slowly getting back to the groove. We are having red carpets again. We are having, you know, at least for Entertainment Tonight, we've been back in the studio for a long time, and we have very, very strict COVID protocols. We have minimal crew on set, only those who are necessary. We COVID test 3 times a week. We are all wearing our masks and shields in studio. We are making sure that, you know, if we don't need to be there after the show and we can continue working from home, we'll do that. But we, you know, we've done a really great job at pivoting and dealing with what the last year has brought us and still being able to create TV, and we won an Emmy for it.
What adjustments did you have to make for the pandemic?
A lot. So I started working at WONS in January, end of January, and then the pandemic hit beginning of March. So I had one quote unquote normal working experience, but it was a lot. Like, a lot of the adjustments was you can't go out and get person on the street interviews. You can't have in-person interviews, so you have to adapt to stuff like Zoom and all the other video call things that we had to adapt to. So that's what was a huge like change for me. So like when I'm doing an interview via Zoom, it's like it's good, it works, it's fantastic, whatever. But like when I go and now we're kind of getting a little bit less. We're getting a little flexible, so we're allowed to like go and do in-person interviews. So it's just a whole different thing. Like you get more feelings when you're in person. You get to ask more questions, whereas like behind the screen, you get the questions out, but like you can't. It's just different.
Yeah.
So that was one of the biggest adjustments making. Like a new journalist in the industry, like you're stuck with a computer and a doing your interviews on a computer or a phone, and it's not the best. So that was something big. And then also adjusting to being a little bit more creative, like with your stand-ups and when you try to go, well, we couldn't go live back then. So it was being a little bit more creative because we had to work from home. So you just kind of have to work with what you have at home. So I remember doing, sitting at the same spot, having the camera on me and doing some stand-up. So that was a big adjustment. And just having the adjustment of kind of just, you kind of have to get used to like being alone and not by your managers or your coworkers, and just finding that. So it was a lot of adjustments, and I'm glad that it's getting a little bit more like flexible. But yeah, so those were some of my biggest adjustments.
Do you see any of those things or anything else sticking around for the long term? Things that even if when we get back to normal, what kind of changes do you see just staying that weren't like that your first year?
Zoom interviews for sure.
Yeah.
We still have our morning interviews on Microsoft Teams. I've only had probably, I can count on one hand how many times we met in person for meetings at work. And now we have our morning meetings every day on Microsoft Teams and video chatting. So that's something that's going to stay because it's just easier. And also, like, people can, like let's say, like, I wanted to interview you for my story. I could just say, hey, I know you don't have time right now. Just hop on a Zoom, just like what we're doing right now.
Right.
So those kind of things, like, I feel like they're going to stay just for, like, the convenience. And we know, and we make it work because there are still plenty of interviews that I do, especially with like officials that are like, oh yeah, I'm just gonna like talk to you on Zoom. Where before the pandemic, you have to actually go in their office, you have to set everything up. And I can say it is very convenient sometimes, because like today, for example, like I had to go live at 5, but the person that I needed to interview, he called me at 4 and was like, hey, I can hop on Zoom real quick. And I'm like, that's perfect, because before, like, you would have to drive there and come back, and
oh, yeah.
I would be like, yeah, you probably would be like, hey, I can't even get to do the interview because I have to go live. So there are benefits with just like hopping on the video calling, and I saw it firsthand today.
You know, I think that red carpet events, I think those will not be as jam-packed as they used to be, just because everyone's in such close proximity. I think that Zoom interviews are here to stay for a very long time. And I just think, you know, overall, I think the pandemic shifted our mindset of, you know, are some things really necessary? Do we really need to do this? Can we put our resources, can we put our time into something else, maybe a little bit more beneficial? And I just think, I don't know, I think there's also a shift in perspective that comes along with it. But I think everyone's excited to get back into the swing of things. But, you know, I can't say when that'll go back to normal, and what that normal is, who knows? But I definitely do think the things like Zoom interviews will definitely be here to stay for a long time.
A big thanks to Asha and Cassie for the opportunity to interview them. And until we go on to our next regularly formatted episode, remember to look beyond face value.